Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy hump day. V-Hale's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. The 9 o'clock hour where we're going to do...
What the hell? We're not going to do that.
Of course we will.
Oh, we are?
What the hell?
What the hell?
Right, V-Hale. We're going to play the volley game. We'll play the music quiz. That'll be fun, and she'll come with us over onto the
Secret
Show.
Who's the loser?
You are the loser. Yeah.
So is that right?
Yeah. Remember last week I won on that
cheated.
I didn't cheat, but it was actually kind of amazing. I think if anybody cheated, it was probably Bryn. You should probably be pretty mad at him.
Stop doing that.
No.
What?
So anyway.
You stop doing that. Yeah. Why are you cheating?
I just give you what's there.
Sure.
You know, it's just it's a random draw.
You were the
every
guy
time.
Who pressed play on it, so if I were Vinny, I'd be really mad at you.
I guess you guys need somebody to blame.
Yeah, that's true.
Blame Mustache.
No.
He helped me put it together.
Okay.
Don't blame me. I didn't throw the acoustic song in there.
I know, that was a weird, that last song, I was like, I've never heard this before.
What a complete burn.
Too bad for Vinny. And then mine was like, I didn't even remember what it was, but it was like, oh, really obvious, so I got all the points. And it was the double point round, too, which, you know, it can save you. Oh, hon, it's all right.
I know, he's...
So today, you'll get to pick the genre, because you're the you're, you know, having to play for the second time, and we'll pick somebody out for
Mustache,
you.
Mustache, don't drop the ball this time, okay?
Okay.
Also, please don't let me get picked. Okay, we're going to start with, I want to talk about the Sarah and Vinny Not-So-Secret Drag Show.
Wait a minute, you were going to tell us about Jelly Roll.
I am. No, that's at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
8 o'clock. Deep dive into Jelly Roll.
All right.
And I'm going to do the PETA thing coming up here. But first, I want to talk about our Not-So-Secret Drag Show. We are so excited about this. And apparently you are too, because it looks like the VIP tickets are sold out. That was the pay option where I think they were $20 a ticket.
But nobody in charge actually said to you, it's sold out. We're just hearing it's sold out,
no,
right?
No, we went on to August Hall SF.
I heard, and then I checked, and it's not available anymore.
Oh, okay.
So
it's not an option. However, here is the thing.
We were already close to sold out.
We were. Yeah. So it was bound to happen yesterday.
If anybody wants a deal on VIP, DM me. I'm just kidding.
I'll give you my pair.
I was going to say, does Vinny suddenly have some kind of handle on the resale market?
Suddenly, I know how to how tickets work.
Well, if you get burned enough time, you just find some stuff out. So there is a way in, and it's free. And I think that a lot of people really wanted to guarantee their spot because, but it's a huge venue, this August Hall. So don't worry about it. If you want to go, please just, you have to go to August Hall SF and RSVP. Let us know that you're coming. And then get there in a timely manner. You walk in at 12:30, well, maybe you don't get in. But if you're there before 12, you're going to be fine. So this is on the 24th. Which is, I think, 2 weeks from Saturday.
It's Pride Parade weekend,
yeah,
though.
Heart
that
of
is
Pride.
The big weekend. That's
Ooh,
the.
Have you noticed what the Salesforce Tower is doing with the rainbow
noticed.
Flags? Mm-hmm. It's so pretty.
Yeah, it is.
I thought that thing was broken. Forever.
Right,
they don't have anything.
It.
Maybe it costs money to put pictures up there. Who knows?
But maybe it's causing accidents.
That's
I've
what I was
often
thinking,
looked
yeah.
at it and thought to myself, if I stare at this too long, I'm really going to hit something.
You know, the first I saw it for a second and went, huh, is that a Google ad? You know how they have the red, green, the like, and then it took a minute to go, Oh, Pride.
Pride, yeah. Sure.
Because it wasn't showing the flag. It was just showing a wave of the colors.
Right, right.
And I wasn't
Well, the flag's kind of hard to make out, too. Like, it took me 2 days before I realized, oh, those are little flags waving. I don't know what
It's a couple different things.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I've only seen the flag.
It's just a blend of rainbow colors sort of rolling around in a circle. And then it switched to flags. So.
They should think about not switching it if they're worried about the accidents. Because when things change a lot, we tend to look at them to see the next thing. And,
yeah.
You know, just make it a rainbow and be done with it. Anyway, it's Pride Month. We have a action-packed show for you. August Hall, June 24th in San Francisco. Live drag performances from Princess P and Cochina Rude. And we still have VIP tickets to give away. So you need to listen for code words throughout the day here on the Alice. And one grand prize winner is going to get like a backstage meet and greet. That'll be fun. So, and it's also brought to you by Hornitos Tequila. That's the tequila at my house. We like it a little horny. Hornitos. Hornitos Tequila. So there you go. Maybe we'll all do shots of that together. And by all, I mean everybody but Vinny.
And Alex.
And Alex. That's right. Got to add to my list. So here we go. Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
This has been going on for a couple of days, actually. PETA somehow got video from a pet store where he was buying a dog. He's there with that new girlfriend of his.
Who's that?
I can't think of her name, and I don't think it's in here. But she's in the pictures with him. She co-stars with him on that Bodies, Bodies, Bodies movie.
Chase Swee.
That's her name. And they've been quietly together for a couple months now, I would say. And they're together. And PETA has been all over him this week. And I think maybe even a little of last week. It's been around for a couple of days where they're pissed. Like, these dogs are bred in puppy mills. You should be adopting. And while I do agree that in a lot of cases, adopting a dog, if you're not looking to have a specific breed and or, you know, you're not a show dog, like why do you need a purebred dog or whatever, rescue some dog. But also that dog he bought is a born dog that exists in the world and also needs a loving home. It's not that dog's fault that it came from a puppy mill. So I feel for the dog itself. I don't like puppy mills. It does seem like, in principle, those don't seem awesome. But still, that is a dog who deserves to have a good home. So whatever. I don't have strong feelings about PETA or Pete Davidson, what either of them are doing. But they shamed him pretty hard. This video that he did not know was taken by somebody at the pet store at the pet store that sold him the dog, and then they turned it into PETA.
Well, it probably wasn't a pet store employee, right? It was someone there.
No idea. Yeah, somebody who saw that happening. Still, what are they doing in there? So Pete has been criticizing Pete Davidson for buying this dog instead of adopting, and he is pissed. He's not having it. He called PETA and left a voicemail, which apparently they've released because I've got quotes from it.
Oh.
He explained that he's severely allergic to dogs, so he needs to buy a specific breed. In this case, it's called a Cavapoo.
All the poos are better in that way.
There are certain breeds.
They're breeding dogs with poodles specifically because they don't shed as much and they're not, they say they're hypoallergenic.
Right.
Okay.
Sure. So this is the one that he wants and there you go, a Cavapoo. They say it's nearly hypoallergenic because it doesn't shed. He also said in this nasty email that he left for them, where at the end he tells them to go do terrible things to themselves. Also pleasant things.
Oh.
You know, depends. He said he was buying the dog for his mother because she liked this breed and had one, and it passed away recently at only 2 years old. It's a bummer. So she was super sad about it.
You know, dogs can get cancer too, whatever.
It's anything can happen. Right. I mean, you know. You're not guaranteed that full decade with the dog.
Do you want to hear the audio?
Sure. You got it. Oh, right, careful, though. Lots of...
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, my name's Pete Davidson. This message is for Daphne. now. Thank you so much for making comments publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I just want to let you know I'm severely allergic to dogs, so I have to get a specific breed. I'm only not allergic to Cavapoos and those type of dogs. And my mom's dog, who was 2 years old, died a week prior, and we're all so sad, so I had to get a specific dog. So why don't you do your research before you create news stories for people, because you're a boring, tired...
Oh, goodness, that's long. There were a lot of FUs in here, and he invited them to perform a certain act on a certain part of his body.
Hmm. Is it Australia? One of those?
You know, I'm gonna, probably. I haven't heard it unedited.
Oh, all right.
I just have the pieces here. Peter said, there's no such thing as a hyperallergenic dog. No, they're in defensive mode.
They're defending themselves.
Apparently.
Huh?
They also say Pete could have found that breed at an adoption site like petfinder.com. He ended up walking back some of his comments saying, it was a poor choice of words. I shouldn't have said what I said, but I'm not sorry for standing up for myself and my family. I guess the part about them doing stuff to him.
Oh.
I guess when by the, because he was sort of ramping
his
up.
His girlfriend got mad. Is that what happened?
I don't
Nobody
know,
gets
dude.
To do that but
I'm
me.
I'm the only one. He also accused PETA of, quote, making a public example of us, making our grieving situation worse. And he called out the pet store for filming him without his permission. Although, as you pointed out, that could have easily been a customer. And so I guess that's basically the end of this. Honestly, can we please just worry about ourselves? Have the things that you stand for. And, you know, you can say, I would never not just adopt something from a shelter. And that can work for you. And we can all say, oh, those puppy mills, those are bad. But let's let other people do what
I'm
they're going to do.
I'm with PETA in most situations, but I don't like this terrorist-type behavior where they just go, we're going to make an example of you. And I didn't, you know, like here we are in Pride Month. I never have been okay with people getting dragged out of the closet either. It's like that kind of thing where... Hey, I have my reasons for doing what I'm doing, and it's not cool.
I'm living my life over here. I appreciate what you're saying.
God, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It just sucks.
You're not hurting anybody. You're not hurting any animals.
I understand what PETA's cause is.
Sure.
Promote your cause without dragging someone into the news and make an example of them. That sucks.
Or, and I get that probably PETA does not condone this, but the whole, like, tossing red paint or ketchup onto people's clothing... you know, that feels like a massive violation as well. Like, take your stand. Make a sign. Stand there with your sign. Fur babies.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so there's that. On a somewhat related note, Pete Davidson and Colin Jost, who does he's married to Scarlett Johansson, and he does the Weekend Update for Saturday Night Live and has for years, and they're good friends. They work together on SNL. And they bought a Staten Island ferry boat that had been retired. And they're still figuring out what to do with it. And Pete says that they were super stoned when they made the decision to buy it. You know, sometimes you make a decision when you're really high. But then later, you come out of that. You're not anymore. And you go, oh, God. Then, you know, we didn't. Phew. Like, what did they do? Call that minute? Try to talk. They called like the Staten Island Ferry Boat Commission and said, we'll take one of those off your hands. Like, we're so baked right now and we'll do it. Like, I don't understand how they didn't get to a point where they went, okay, we're going to rethink this. Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, there's that. Chick shaving their face. Listen, Mom, relax. I want to tell you something about this.
Why is your mom...
My mom shaves her face. She says she shaves her face all the time.
Like, she puts a full lather on her face and just gets a good pull on a razor.
No, I think that while she's in the... Because, you know, girl facial hair is soft. Yeah.
Sure.
So she'd been telling me for a while, look, I have fur on my face. I mean, everybody naturally does, right?
Mine peach fuzz.
Yeah. So you see it in a certain light, you know, the sun's hitting your cheek, you can see that I have... Like, is it hurting anybody? I never even see it when I look in the mirror. And so that's like the extent of what I care about.
I think the problem for me, for example, there's certain lighting where I can look in the mirror and be like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
And another lighting, I'll be all, oh my God, I can totally see a hair in my ear and on my nose.
Sure.
And like, oh!
Do you, have you ever looked at yourself in the women's bathroom?
No.
In here?
How would
the
I? Why?
Women's just, bathroom? Yeah, I'm what? Sure it's the same lighting as ours.
I'm going to go look in your bathroom, you guys, because it is I never even look in that mirror. I might stand sideways and see if I look skinny or not, but I would never just like look into that mirror because my teeth look super yellow in that light. I have dark rings under my eyes. The lighting is above and slightly behind. Like the lighting is so bad in that bathroom.
It's perfect to check out your abs, though.
Yes, Alex, that is actually good.
We're
because the light's coming directly from above.
Me and Brent were just flexing in there.
Sounds
yesterday.
Like you. Oh well, my God, were
I,
you
well,
really?
I walked in and he was at the urinal. I'm like, oh, you stole my urinal. So I went to the regular stall and we're talking as I'm peeing.
Of course.
He's like, I can't remember what you said. What did you say? Something like, oh, this lighting's perfect for.
I can't remember. Yeah,
check out my summer shred.
Yeah, I was just, you know, looking at myself. And
well, that's, you know.
I wanted to see you, too.
Yeah, okay. That's sweet, Alex.
If I had my summer shred on, I'm sure I'd appreciate the lighting in there a little bit more. I can't even look at my face in there. It's just like, oh, God. It's a terror.
Okay, so back to your mom shaving.
So the shaving of a female face is apparently something that a lot of people do, but they call it something else. Hold on, let me find the name for it. Dermaplaning. And you can go get this done. Someone will shave it for you. I guess maybe.
And they gave it a fancy name, but they're just doing a razor.
They're just shaving it. Like, I'm looking at these pictures. Of Eva Mendez is in the story, and she's talking about what a hairy beast she is. Which, okay. This is, I guess this is the part of the show where we try to make you feel better about yourself by showing you how even the most glamorous celebrities have the same.
Well, I think that a lot of women deal with it just the same way a lot of guys deal with it. You have to put effort into manicure, like some kind of management. Otherwise, yeah. You are that hairy beast.
Jane says, hold on, Jane.
Our Jane?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Jane. The lighting in that women's bathroom is satanic. I refuse to even look toward it while I'm in there or else I'll ruin my entire day. Jane, I feel you so hard. I'll stand there with my face down and I'll wash my hands and I might turn sideways, but I never look at my face. I might have to fix, you know, how you have to look and see if your hair's okay. But man, I just look like such a troll.
415 says, lots of women do dermaplaning, aka shaving face. It exfoliates and lets makeup apply better. And I have been told by a girlfriend that you're so lucky you get to shave your face. And I was like, that's the dumbest. Don't be dumb.
Yeah,
that's dumb. And she was like, no, you get it's so good for your skin. And okay, well, then go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Try that every day or every other day forever and see if it's
lucky. Well, it doesn't really turn into a beard. However, you do have certain hairs on your upper lip that will turn into stubble.
I've told you this before. There's a girl I liked her. Like we were a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Her mustache tickled my lip. Like she would bleach it, so you couldn't see it. But I was if we were still together, I would absolutely be like, "Here's 20, please go wax that."
Oh,
I can feel that.
Mm.
We weren't together long enough for me to be that rude. But I'm just saying, I would be like, "Woohee, you're tickling
he,
me."
He always giggles when I kiss him. Yeah, so if you've got heavier hair there are options. I suppose you could get it lasered. Although they say that lasering hair off, the darker your skin is, the worse it works. It doesn't work as well. So it's like, it's a whole thing. And Eva Mendez, I guess, is she on the brown side?
She is.
Okay, so maybe she can't do that. So she says also that she comes from hairy people. She says some pretty funny things. She says she needs her face shaved every other day. I don't know if that means she does it herself in the shower most days or if she always goes and gets this dermaplaning, but she posted pictures of herself doing this. And in the comments, people were asking her questions about it, and she said she takes after her Cuban dad. She describes him as a man bear, and she said, I'm a beast. My hair grows back if I get chills. Anyone else? I'll literally be shaving my legs in the shower and get a little, and all my work is undone. It all just grows back. She's funny.
Ah, that is funny.
But it's funny to see the pictures of her, you know, they have sort of maybe oiled her up. She looks sort of shiny, and then they're taking, looks like a scalpel. And cutting all the
straight razor
stuff off. So anyway, my mom, who is always telling me to shave my face,
you
you're vindicated. Yes, we're very much of a you know what you should do kind of people.
Yeah.
That's our tribe then. Yeah, we'll let you know what you should do.
Christina has told me that she's hairy and has shaved her. She's been shaving her arms since before I met. I've never seen this so-called hair on her arms that she says she has.
Is she going to let it grow?
No. I'm just saying, like, I know that she shaves her arms, and she says it's because I have hairy arms, and I don't like it. Mm. But I've never seen it.
Oh.
Always shaved them. So, you know.
That'd be a...
Everybody's got a certain amount of upkeep they got to do for themselves, whether that's a full-on head-to-toe manscaping thing or back waxing or whatever. I would absolutely get some... I would love to just let it all go and go into a laser specialist and just be like, get it. Get the ear hair. If there's a nose hair, whatever's on the back of my neck, get
right,
that.
Right, if only there was some way that they could just... In one visit.
Well, I would.
Even if it was expensive, it'd be like, get all this hair off.
Get it out. I've heard people who do that, like the women who get their woman area just done, and then they never.
Our very own VHL.
Yeah. Never think about it again.
Well, the thing is, it's not just one trip.
There's maintenance.
There's maintenance, and it takes a long time to get all of that, and it hurts.
Oh, it doesn't tickle?
No. It feels like a little rubber band snapping you over and over.
Sure, you get used to it after a thousand
You don't.
Times.
I've tried it. And I did a lot of that with that Tria. Years ago, they were a client of ours, and I used that thing pretty religiously. But then, I don't know, I was like 3 months in, still had some hair, and I'm like, I'm done with this. So I have all these weird patches everywhere.
Well, you do?
Yeah. You don't need, I just said too much. Okay.
Let's do this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go! Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
The other day ago, when I took my kid to the skating rink, I get in the car and this is me. I'm dropping what I'm doing and I'm taking my kid to the skating rink. And we get in the car and I'm like, you've heard of punk rock, right? She goes, yeah, you've mentioned it a lot. And I go, okay, this band I'm going to play on our drive is called Rancid and they're one of my favorites. I love them. It's their new record. We're going to listen to it on the way. She goes, okay, could you not too loud? Not, you know. And I'm like, all right, how's this? And we start, we jam, and I flip a U-turn because I got to turn around. And she goes, no, it's too loud. Too. Damn it. Kids. I thought kids were the ones who were like, isn't it, if it's too loud, you're too old? She's 9.
Yeah, she's too young for that. She hasn't determined that pain in the ears is cool, man.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. At nearly 60 years old, Fremont Bank knows the Bay Area top to bottom, and their diversity in giving back reflects that. In May, Fremont Bank supported activities in Walnut Creek's Ruth Bancroft Garden and Danville-based Down Syndrome Connection to unique East Bay organizations. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
Yeah. I like that. People doing good in the world.
So here's what's happening. We'll begin with it pouring yesterday. Like real rain. Not the kind of, you know, that... Is this a mist?
Right.
Is this just fog that's right. actually turning up on my windshield? No, it rained. All over the place.
And honestly, every app I looked at said there was a 20% of chance of rain at like around 11. I'm right. like, that's nothing. I'm not pulling it. Come on. And then it's a freaking downpour.
Let me just read this to you, though. This is the good news.
All right.
I understand yesterday you were like, it's summer. I want to return summer. Summer's broken.
Yeah. We need a new summer.
Yeah. How about a new summer? Here we are in June. What is this? I'll tell you what this is. As right. California's record snowpack this winter continues to melt, reservoirs across the state are filling up. And two of the state's largest are nearly at capacity. We're talking 98 and 99% filled, and there's still a lot of snow melt to happen.
Oh, that's crazy. So we have to use as much water as we can.
No. Well, in fact, glad you brought that up.
Just going to run off into the ocean.
No. No.
Are we going to make new reservoirs and save more water?
Yes.
All right.
Oh.
We are, right?
You don't know the answer to that?
What are we, dummies? We don't know that this is... We could put an end to this cycle we're always living in if we just make more reservoirs.
Well,
what are we doing?
You know, a couple of years of no rain, and there's just enough evaporation that it doesn't matter how many reservoirs you have if they're all empty.
Don't talk
It'll
science
be even
to
sadder.
Me, Sarah. Stop it.
I'm thinking underground cisterns. Like, we take all the plastic that was going to go into the ocean, and we recycle it into these gigantic thousands of gallons holding tanks, and we bury them underground so that there's no evaporation, and that's where we direct all the water to. We've got some land here. We do have some land.
Wow.
Central Valley? Come on.
All right.
Let's do that.
Well, anyway...
Lots of them.
Good news on the rain front. It's been awful. I already want to return summer. Actually, I don't. I like it cool and
I will say it's better to have the June gloom than 95 degrees
already.
In June, right.
You'd be like, oh my God, it's going to be the longest summer ever. Anyway, yes, it rained yesterday, but our resis are full. So the news is good.
That is good news.
I'll take it.
You can flush your toilet without cringing.
Right.
And it is so nice to just be able to flush your toilet because, bathrooms that smell like pee, it's just gross smelling,
You don't, I agree.
You just don't want that.
It starts to really get its own unique stink to it.
It does.
It's like, what is that, fish?
What is that stink? Oof. Stanky.
Got to get those elephant dumps down.
Yeah, those got to go down. Also, when you have a lot of girls in your family, there's a lot of toilet paper also mellowing in there with the yellow.
Yes.
And sometimes that can be a problem after a few pees to try to get that down. Like, usually at our house, we always do like one pee. If there's any toilet paper in there, after that, a boy can pee on top of that and then has to flush it. But if there's toilet paper, you got to flush it.
It's a thing.
It is a thing. Let's talk about things.
Game 3 in the NBA Finals is tonight in Miami. It's tied up. Denver at Miami. Each of them has one win. Game 3 tonight at 5:30. I'm excited. I'm still watching this, and I know I don't have a pony in the race, and I don't even know who to root for, but it's at least something to watch that...
Oh, Denver. Let's just go Denver. They're closer.
Well, okay. There's that. This next one, I thought of our guy Alex.
Mustache.
Yeah, mustache.
Mustachio.
Mustache lives on Jelly Belly Lane. In a pink bedroom with a sign that says Jelly Belly Lane.
With a girl with pink hair and a Brazilian accent.
It's a magical place.
Yeah. Oh, I imagine.
Yeah, it seems like
so as I read this story and it says 22% of men sleep with a stuffed animal as an adult, I went, well, a guy who lives on Jelly Belly Lane must have a stuffed animal. Can you post your stuffy on Instagram for everyone to see later today?
I will post my wife's stuffy.
Oh, she has one.
Uh-huh. Your wife. Got
so
it.
So you sleep with a stuffy, but you're saying it's your wife's.
I sleep. Well, yeah, I sleep next to a lady who has a stuffy. So I don't actually sleep with it. Yeah.
Right.
It's in the bed with you, though, is what you're saying.
But yeah, it's not like a teddy bear. It's
what
like
is
this.
It?
It's like a round cat thing.
Oh.
Pillow.
I have
this round
I gave
cat
one
pillow
of those.
Too.
That's, yeah, that's what Riley sleeps with. Riley would say that is not a stuffed animal. He's just like, no, I like to. I put my arm over it, and I. But he sleeps with a stuffy
it's
too.
A,
it's a round
it
cat
fairly
pillow.
Big?
Is it kind of like a gushy feel
it's
to
like
it?
It's
very
like
round.
Super big.
We
yeah.
have those too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't sleep with it because I'm a grown man. But you know.
Well, if you don't have your little
well, I just
knee
said
separator.
I don't sleep with it either.
My daughter's... No, that's in your bed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's in my bed, but
yeah,
I don't...
You're sleeping
so
with
you
it.
Sleep with it.
Yeah, yeah.
My daughters have a couple of those, though. I'm very familiar.
Yeah. Those are neat. I like those. They're cute.
Riley sleeps with one?
He did. Well, I gave it to him because he loves cats, and it looks vaguely Japanese to me, the one that he
yeah.
got.
Mm-hmm.
And he just loves it, and it sits on his bed. Well, his bed where he lives now. I mean...
Oh, he brought it
he
with
took
him.
Took it with him.
Oh. All right.
Sure, he's glad you're telling everybody that.
Cares. Kid. Built that kid.
You built that kid?
I made him. I pushed him into this world, and he has to deal with me. I'm so sick of, like, you know, not saying their names. Or it's like, you're an adult now, and you know me. Sorry about it. Break up with me if you don't like it.
Yeah, right.
I know. Yeah, right, exactly.
When he stops calling you, you're going to be like, I'm sorry.
No.
I take it back.
He won't stop calling. That
I
kid.
Love
kid loves me.
Right.
Actually, it's so nice. I
the
will
kid
say
loves me.
He does
I
love
would,
me.
Well, I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Here's Ma.
Yeah, there it is. It's nice. We're at a point now where I was telling you the other day, I don't really parent them anymore. Look, I'll certainly offer advice if they ask for it, but they're just like these grown men that are around. Okay. Hey, how you doing?
That's nice.
Oh, you're going to destroy my kitchen?
Anyway,
right,
while I am, you know, I'm just kidding. I do. We've had a
yeah,
couple
okay.
stories this morning as far as like you sleep with your stuffy. Get your dog where you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Superman who said it first? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Whatever you, that is for
like
you.
That.
I thought that was Sarah.
Oh, did you say that
yeah,
first?
That's actually, sure that's Sarah me. That, that's yeah. one of mine. Yeah.
That's one of those I tell
it
myself
it ended
in the
up
morning,
in some yeah. important document somewhere, right. I'm sure. But
well,
but before
sure.
that, I think Superman, before Superman stole it from Sarah, maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay,
yeah.
yes. So, okay.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
You want to sleep with the stuffy on Jelly Belly Lane? You're
that,
not hurting anybody.
Is that the preamble to the Constitution?
You. It's a Declaration of Independence, actually,
is it?
But whatever. I like it being Superman. Put the music back on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Life, liberty. Look that up.
It's a bird. It's a
this
plane.
This is the American dream right
it's
here.
Superman. That's another one of mine.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Just trying to join in.
Trying to create a moment here. You got the song going. Life. Never mind. It's too late.
No, please keep trying.
I missed my jump off point.
I think you should keep going. Never give up, Vin.
Look that up. That's the American dream right there. Life, liberty. That you can sleep with a bear or a cat face.
Cat face, sure.
On Jelly Belly Lane. You need a hypoallergenic dog that isn't hype. People are
right.
texting in. There's no such thing as a hypoallergenic dog. All right. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, listen, we're not making these stories up. We're just reading you the stories and then blah, blah, blahing about them.
Anyway,
it's a whole job, guys.
A quarter of grown men are sleeping with stuffies. And I say, do your thing.
Yeah.
yeah.
Whatever it is. Are they talking about like those sex dolls?
No, oh. they're talking about stuffies. The same stuffy.
What if it's just a stuffy doll?
My daughter, this is my four-year-old.
Humping it.
She loves her stuffies so much. She loves them. She plays with them. She carries them everywhere she goes. Oh, let me get my stuffy. I need one of these. She loves them all, too. Mm-hmm. It's not just one. It's like 200.
Mm-hmm.
And when she re-finds one that she thinks she hasn't seen in a while, she's like,
this guy!
I miss this one so much! You just go, oh my God. All right. She loves her stuffies.
You should get her one of those, like, it's just like a giant playpen that's just filled with stuffies and throw her in there and be like, all right, I'll see you in a couple hours.
Oh, that'll work.
Have a great time.
No, you need to watch.
You put one of those hamster water things, they lick the ball, and then she'll have water, you know? Just so she'll be fine.
Okay. Parenting tips from Sarah, everyone.
Yeah, I was awesome at it.
She doesn't only coin phrases around here, she also gives great tips.
You know what you should do if you want a free day? You got time. You have plenty of time. Just go late. Who cares? It's fine. We're having fun.
What?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to say that, Michael. Stay on time, Finny.
Oh, thanks. Okay, I
will. I it. That's
our,
all good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says Squishmallows. I use one as a pillow when I'm camping.
Is that what they're called? Squishmallows? Mm-hmm. Like a marshmallow? Yeah. The cat one, I don't know that, I guess that's kind of a thing because it sounds like a bunch of us have those. They're so cute.
Edie has one behind her regular pillow. So it's like her headboard.
Oh, okay.
If that makes any sense. But that's, she sleeps with it every night, and it's a squishmallow. It's a big cat face.
I like it. Does it have the thing I liked about the one I got for my kid was that it had an X where the little butt area would be? Like it, there's so sort of like a little tail.
I have never turned it around and checked its backside, but now I have to, don't I?
Well,
I'm going to check it for a buckeye.
That's funny. It has a little X for a buckeye.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I'll check that today. What are you doing to my stuffy, Dad? Nothing. What?
Just looking at it. Just making sure everything's okay with it.
Why are you looking at it upside down? Nothing. Anyway, doesn't Vin sleep with a stuffed Mr. Peanut? You sleep with a stuffed animal too, Holmes. No, it's just a little thing I put between my knees. It doesn't have a face.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a tail or a buckeye.
It doesn't. It's not animate.
At all.
Right.
It just sits between my knees when I'm sleeping.
Not that a stuffed animal is, but we assign human traits to that. It's hard to throw a stuffed animal away because it has eyes. It can see you.
Right. And if you've seen any Toy Story movies, know that
God, my heart's breaking right now.
Right. 925 says, just dated a guy with a furry bottom. Men, please take care of this.
Or don't.
I don't want to run my fingers through your butt hair.
Maybe you should try to get used to it. Our ancestors all had to. We were probably way furrier, too, back in those days.
Mm. Right.
You know. But the days when we were wearing animal skins and stuff.
You know what I would recommend to you?
Not long ago.
Texter. Women have incredible asses. You would love them. Try a woman's ass. You're going to dig it.
Okay.
What? I'm just saying, you know, if it, guys, they are hairy and gross.
They are, sure.
We're the worst.
That's true.
I'd date a woman if I were you.
You probably would.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.